Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the Southern Poverty Liars Center exposed. A hit piece on Adam Green of No More News for exposing the supremacist bigotry of certain people that we all know and love to talk about, but that the Southern Poverty Law Center will never talk about. Oh, they'll talk about hate, 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 but they won't talk about the supremacist ideology that declares that all goyim, 2,800 to each of these supremacists, we will be slaves. That is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's an ideological problem. And I assure you that it is not anti-anything to call out supremacist ideology, just like it is for any other supremacist ideology. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on Resurrect the Republic, Adam Green of No More News and myself come together. I called the SPLC directly to address the inaccuracies of their article that they published. And this is the conversation that, very interesting conversation we're going to be sharing with you tonight. So this is Adam Green and myself, No More News on Resurrect the Republic.
Sit up, go prone, you could never be pleased. Everywhere you've gone, you've been treated for fleas. It's time to de-louse the house, we don't need none of these. Arming themselves to the teeth while taking Americans' guns. And all the time they're having so much fun. Just take a look what they done. Just take a look, just take a motherfucking look what they done.
They took the gold from Gaddafi and the petrol from Hussein. Playing God with Assad's democratic regime. All over your Talmud vision, ISIS is seen. But that big plasma screen is a crisis machine. High definition for the Goyim. Holy Hola hoax, Ilya Ehrenberg's dream. There's too many facets for you to understand the plan for plundering opium and lithium.
You're watching No More News.
Hello, hello, Adam Green with No More News here live. It's October 4th, 2018. And tonight my guest is my friend Tom from RTR Truth Media. And your video is not showing up, so hold on a second.
Okay.
Go to call, and there you are.
Hey,
Tom LaCovara Stewart. Yes. I was on your show last week, right before the Owen Schroer debate, right?
Yes, yes, yes. The one that I put to the theme of Rocky in the beginning. I love that.
Yeah. And you've got a YouTube channel that we're going to be playing one of your videos today. Cool. You called in to the SPLC to address the article they did on me the other day.
The hit piece, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're at RTR Truth Media, at Tom LaCovara.
Yep.
And we're going to play also RTR Truth Media. You do all types of media, right? Cover a lot of the same stuff. You got Talpia, No More News here, Johnny Gat.
You did
an interview with Morfonios the other day?
Yeah, that was... I love Jake. His analysis is on... The in-depth analysis on the Middle East is really great.
Yeah. Yeah, I learn a lot from his videos. It's amazing how he's able to just go for so long, just, you know, rattle off so much history.
Dude, he never ceases to amaze me, and he's always on top of it. Yeah.
And so we're going to be playing your call that you recorded when you called into the SPLC, and we're going to be going over the SPLC article that they did. And it's funny that they attacked me. I might as well show the article now.
So
people don't need to. Oh, and that was Payday Monsanto, by the way.
Yeah, my boy.
Who we
my
came in? Will. We came into. In case you guys didn't know,
Will Sweeney, he may be coming and staying here for a little bit. We might be collaborating on some music projects together soon.
Oh, you're going to help him write some lyrics, some jams?
Oh, I already have some written. He can rap them, but I can. I'm pretty good at writing them. Mm-hmm. I also sing and play guitar and stuff, but he does these jams that are just well, they're great.
That's cool. You know, my friend Handsome Truth. He's a rapper too, and I've been telling him that he should do some rap songs. You know, to help promote the message, and he's on his 10th channel now, Handsome Truth 10. He keeps getting his YouTube channels deleted, so everybody go check out the link for Handsome Truth number 10 now. And yes. You had your big channel taken down recently, also, right, Tom?
Yeah, it was. You know, I was visited the Club Fed for a little while over my involvement with the Bundy Ranch and Oregon standoff, but that for a short time though it sat unharmed. I got out and started putting out content, and within 30 minutes of doing two different videos, one was an interview with Clive and Bundy and another one was on the Parkland thing, it was like 3, 2, 1 gone. It was just, that was it.
So you went from having no strikes, your perfect standing account, to boom. Yep. 1, 2, 3 deleted. Yep. Account. Wow.
Yep. And that was 6 years worth of work. All of our links. I have why I'm using rtrtruthmedia.blogspot or rtrtruthmedia.com. We have Resurrect the Republic, but all of my articles are now like somebody took a shotgun to them with all of the video presentations we did are dead. Mm-hmm. And it's just a mess, man. So this is our new channel is RTR Truth Media Reloaded. And, you know, I'm a real reasonable kind of person, common sense, kind of like you are. I like to use other people's words to display certain serious problems. You know, I don't hate anyone. I'm in it actually for love, man. I love my fellow man, and I just like to see people stop blowing each other up for ideologies.
I agree, yeah. And this idea that, like, we're going to get into in this hit piece article, they say mm-hmm. that I'm bigoted, which I totally disagree with. I think that's inaccurate and unjustified, unfounded. I think I can make this just as strong a case that they're actually the bigoted ones.
Well, they are very. I was, like I told you right before, I went through their site, and I'd been going through it all day, looking for them castigating the hatred that comes from either these Talmudic Orthodox Zionist, you know, they don't focus on them at all or any of that stuff at all. So they have a blind spot clear. And, you know, I will call out Christian. I will call out Muslim. I will call out Jew. I will call out Catholic. I'll call out people of my own community for doing things or saying things that I think are that go against humanity. I don't discriminate, and I know that you don't either. We've had these conversations. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, you had somebody from Israel in a very friendly, very cordial debate on your show. I forget the gentleman's name. He's running for political office over there.
Shlomo Gordon. Yeah, and I debated him twice. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching that. It was, you know, and as they'll hear the phone call that I did with the SPLC, we're polite. We're not calling them up and name calling them or anything. We're inviting them to have a conversation, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Shlomo, in the debates, I was criticized by some on my side, saying that I was too nice to him, and you know, I wasn't hard enough, even though I did ask him, brought up like all the hard, tough questions imaginable, essentially. But mm-hmm. he told me that he doesn't think I'm an anti-Semite. You know, I've had other Jews say that as well too, and other people. So
the only people that could actually be really, there's two classes of people that I think that term, which is a made up term anyway, that I have issues with. It silences any kind of criticism or debate. But are Klansmen, who are really, if you look into the history of their creation, they were created as a Masonic organization to divide. Okay, so that there's a long standing with General Albert Pike and all of that stuff. So them and the people that have been affected by that mental retardation, and Jews themselves, who are deliberately using a huge part of their own community as scapegoats and bringing It's dangerous what they're doing. It's very dangerous. And I think they're the most anti-Semitic because they're the biggest threat to Jews worldwide.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioning anti-Semitic, you know, that's what they call me in the headline here, that I'm a anti-Semitic YouTuber. And you know, honestly, this was really a hit piece that on Owen, mostly the way I read it, and that I wasn't the main target of this. It was Owen and InfoWars. This guy that wrote it, his name is Nick Martin.
Nick Martin. Yeah.
Yeah. Here he is.
Good old Nick.
This is his tweet he did the other day with it. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer had some things to say recently about Jewish people. So see, he's trying to say that Owen Schroyer's anti-Semitic.
Right.
And basically the quotes that he took are all of the ones where he like concedes like, yeah, there is Jewish conspiracies, you know, even though he was just being so general and so vague, you know, that's the evidence to this guy that he's hateful. But just look at the comparison here, though. It's got 4 likes and 11 replies. Most of them are me and other people talking trash to him, responding to mine. And see, here's the other one, too, the like additional tweet. It says, the quote from Owen, "Look, dude, there's plenty of Jewish conspiracies out there, okay? There's plenty of Jews that are greedy and corrupt and all that." InfoWars host Owen Schroyer.
That's factual.
So this guy Nick Martin, I challenged him to a debate several times.
Let's see. Oh yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, it's not.
I at least got to give Schroyer the credit that he showed up.
Yeah, here's one of my responses. I'm not anti-Semitic or bigoted, but at least you got my favorite quote from Schroyer, and that's when I was talking about the Third Temple and Trump and all the Christian Zionists and Jewish Zionists that are around him. And he's like, oh, I cover all that. What about the pyramids? Which is just the most ridiculous deflection ever. Go watch my video. I got it pinned at the top of No More News. It's the Third Temple Jewish Trump prophecy.
Yeah,
it's not a conspiracy, and it's they're obsessed with it. It's like a Third Temple cult.
Yeah, it is, and the Christian Zionists are really. I mean, if you want to say that you're a Christian, that means that you go by the doctrines of Jesus Christ. And he said in 3 days, there was not going to be one stone left upon another. And this is debated, but they found what they believed was the original Jewish temple further away from the site. It's believed that the site that they're worshiping right now is actually Roman Fort Antonia. So, I mean, that's a very interesting thing to look into. It's not really hateful at all, but I think people out there may not be aware of that. But Christians out there that are – I don't even actually call them Christians. It's like what did I call it? Judaism 3.0 or something like that. It's they call true Christians like Christian identity. That's a really weird subject to go off into. But Jesus stood in front of the Pharisees. If you're a Christian and you know you believe in the teachings of Christ, he stood in front of the Pharisees and said, "Your doctrines of man, which became the Talmud, it was the oral tradition he was referring to, make the law of God, which is the Ten Commandments, of none effect." So he's basically saying, from the Babylon captivity forward, all of these things that they picked up were not right. And okay, so you could debate that as a Jew or as a Christian, but one faith pointing out things that another faith does that contributes to violence and to supremacism is not in any way hateful towards anyone. It's being a friend to humanity. So they really slammed you in several respects. They made claims that you said, what was the next one? Well, InfoWars doesn't focus on it. Oh.
Well, we're going to read the whole article.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't we do that? We'll take it point for point when we do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found a lot of factual problems.
Yeah, this is the guy that wrote the article on me, and I challenged him.
I could say a lot of things,
to a debate. But... you know, he calls me bigoted and anti-Semitic. I should have the right to face my accuser And to, you know, they throw out terms like that, you know, probably in every article this guy writes if he works for the SPLC. So it's not like I'm deeply offended by it or hurt by it, that this article that probably nobody saw. But the fact is that they just shouldn't be able to smear people and defame people without even, like, there's no article out there on me that's, like, shown quotes I've said or done, you know, compiled something to prove I'm an anti-Semite or I'm a bigot. He just looks at my channel for 10 minutes and sees that I cover Jewish crimes and Jewish supremacy and, you know, the Zionist agenda. So he just goes, oh, anti-Semite. And they never actually differentiate between where did they prove that I'm these things?
Well, you
know, there's no evidence in the article.
Part of this new but part of the kind of definition that goes hand in hand with the anti-Semitism as a thing is that people who focus on Jews or the Jewish religion or Zionism, and they don't give equal criticism to other areas. However, here's a problem. And lawyers have specialties of areas of interest and research and investigation. So if that were the case, if we were going to apply that evenly, we wouldn't be able to have any foot doctors. We wouldn't be able to have any hand surgeons. Every doctor would have to practice all forms of medicine. It's just they don't make sense when you really apply their theories to other things. It just doesn't work. There's not a – but this is the left. Right. This is the radical left. And this is just as bad in the right, in the neoconservative movement, which were a bunch of Trotskyites. And you know the history behind that without going back too far. But this the radical left, the SPLC or the Southern Poverty Liar Center, does this all the time. They don't focus on if they were really what they claim to be about against hate. Well, I call each one of these Talmudic Jews thinking that they're going to own 2,800 goyim as slaves at some point. Mm-hmm. These are supposed to be anti-slavery hate watchers, right? It's so hypocritical that you'll never hear a peep from them regarding the subject. So who's not focusing on a problem is far more important than somebody who focuses on one.
What they're really doing is attacking anybody that wants to put exposure on what their people are doing. So, you know, any criticism is considered anti-Semitic, which has the negative connotations that you're a racist. And so in their eyes, it's like just because I'm criticizing Israel or Judaism or Jews, I'm anti-Semitic. But that's not the case. That's not that, you know, because there's legitimate criticism, and then there's just like overt racism. And how do they differentiate between the two?
Well, you're not advocating for any violence. You're not advocating for people not to serve people at a lunch counter. You're not advocating to in any way, shape, or form hate. What you're having is a dispute about an ideology that and how can we assume where was it ever written that the ideology of Judaism is right? I mean, you can argue, people argue against Catholics and Christians and Muslims all day long, and that's okay. But you know, you go in this one area, and this is why there are people that are being jailed for. I mean, I was reading through, and I saw Ogat. I was watching the one of his documentaries that you had re-uploaded. And man, the people, the little old ladies and old men, because of their beliefs. How many people out there, what protected class out there that you criticize gets you thrown in prison for criticizing? There's a problem there. There's a real big problem. And that's why people like you have to stay focused on this area. You have to. This is so essential because it's wrong. It's anti-American.
Well, I'm already focused on this. It's perfect timing that I get attacked by the SPLC with my first hit piece article, which really... Disagree with anything you label racist. Welcome to the place. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Net open houses for you and me. Welcome to the face.
FOMO. owners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Radio broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, with Adam Green and No More News.
So in their eyes, it's like, just because I'm criticizing Israel or Judaism or Jews, I'm anti-Semitic. But that's not the case. That's not that, you know, because there's legitimate criticism, and then there's just, right, like, overt racism. And right, how do they differentiate between the two?
Well, you're not advocating for any violence. You're not advocating for people not to serve people at a lunch counter. You're not advocating to, in any way, shape, or form, hate. What you're having is a dispute about an ideology that – and how can we assume – why? Where was it ever written that the ideology of Judaism is right? I mean, you can argue, people argue against Catholics and Christians and Muslims all day long, and that's okay. But you know, you go in this one area, and this is why there are people that are being jailed for. I mean, I was reading through, and I saw Ogat. I was watching the one of his documentaries that you had re-uploaded. And man, the people, the little old ladies and old men, because of their beliefs. How many people out there, what protected class out there that you criticize gets you thrown in prison for criticizing? There's a problem there. There's a real big problem. And that's why people like you have to stay focused on this area. You have to. This is so essential because it's wrong. It's anti-American.
Well, I'm already focused on this. It's perfect timing that I get attacked by the SPLC with my first hit piece article, which really is like a badge of honor and a rite of passage when you're kind of, you know, talking about the stuff that I'm talking about. And it really is a meaningless, it basically just tells you that I'm a legitimate researcher now, that I've got attacked by, got the mark of the SPLC. Maybe the ADL will be next, attacking the GDL.
Well, the ADL with people like you are a bit more covert. These people, those are hardcore criminals. And I say that, I don't say that lightly. These folks, the ADL is hardcore, based and steeped in organized crime. Mm-hmm. And you just can't escape that fact. All right, if you look, anybody looks into the history, they have a history of receiving police files and all this. They have ties in with Jewish organized crime. Meyer Lansky, who was a big Zionist supporter. So, I mean, these facts can't be disputed, and they're historical fact. Nobody wants to talk about them because it's, well, you might get labeled. Well, I don't care anymore. I'm unrepentant, unafraid, proud anti-Zionist. It's insane. We're pointing out insanity.
Yeah, I everything I say, you know, we should just read the article and then address it point by point. But I wanted to start with one thing down here. He says that, here's the line. Here we go. So, yeah, we'll just read it.
Yeah, just read it.
InfoWars host Owen Schroyer debates Jewish conspiracies with anti-Semitic YouTuber. So that's me. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer dabbled in several anti-Semitic tropes during a recent half-hour live stream debate on YouTube that revolved around, quote, Jewish conspiracies and whether his boss, Alex Jones, is a secret Zionist shill. I love that they at least included that part, that's what the point that I was trying to get across.
And you know, the funny thing about the secret Zionist, let's just go ahead. We'll mm-hmm. comment.
Well, this is October 2nd, so 2 days ago, by Nick R. Martin, the guy we're watching. Schroyer appeared September 17th on the YouTube channel No More News, which is run and hosted by a little-known anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist named Adam Green. So the terms that they use in here, like anti-Semitic, bigoted, conspiracy theorist.
Little-known.
Like, I wanted to respond to that, but I did a whole documentary, two documentaries essentially, on the term conspiracy theory and how, you know, when anybody that thinks that they can just throw out that term and then all of a sudden everything I say is you should dismiss and it's illegitimate and it's proven wrong, like that's not the way the world works. You don't just get to use a magic word that dismisses all the research and all the videos and all the information I put out. Like, everybody sees my work. It's all full of mainstream media sources and original source clips. And it's not like all my opinion and speculation. This is their own words and their own agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like about your work, man. I really do. Because you use their words to illustrate your point. And when you do that, this is why they're indirectly attacking you. But they really can't come full bore right after you. They can't leave links to your work in their article.
Yeah, no links to my YouTube channel or my videos that he references. Yeah, if I'm so bad and so horrible to watch, but they can't even show me who they're talking about or show their audience who they're talking about. And so he says I'm little known. So he's got, this is Nick Martin, the author's got 6,400 followers. I believe I have like 2,200, so about a third as many followers on Twitter. He posts this article about me and Owen Schroyer. It got 2 likes, 3 comments. Most of them are me and some of my supporters. 4 hearts on this one. And then now look at the comparison to where I post it on my Twitter account. Just to show actual support and engagement. And like people actually respecting people who do real research and not just hit piece articles that work for big, huge corporations that just defame people for a living.
Folks, we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down. Don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
America. Woo! Wake up, America. Listen, let me tell you something right now. We are under an all-out assault, an onslaught of censorship and disinformation. Folks, do not let the leftist communistic attack catch you laying down. Bolsheviks are using identities to cover for people you have conditioned that cannot be criticized. And I assure you, the truth goes much deeper than that. Adam Green, No More News, and I exposing the SPLC.
Yeah, and almost a lot of support. 31 retweets, 98 likes, and 26 comments with everybody. I'm going to play
this. Hey, folks, people have to really retweet. I know people are afraid to hit that retweet button, but they need to start slamming that thing. Just saying. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a huge response for my channel. Usually I don't get that much traffic.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play this video later of this Knesset member.
Oh, you don't even need to. If you play the phone call recording, I added that on the end.
Oh, you did. That's right. Yeah. Well, it's funny that this happened, the timing of them attacking me, because I'm literally finishing the last sequence, the last ending to The Chosen Ones, the documentary that I have working on for, like, I don't know, almost a year now. It's going to be done real soon. And this is the end is about anti-Semitism and how it's not anti-Semitic to criticize. And I got this clip and a bunch of other cool stuff. So we'll show some of it at the end if we have time. But let's get back to that article, and then we'll play your video. Okay, since at least 2014, Green has been using the channel to produce dozens of videos focusing mostly on 9/11 trutherism and bigoted notions that Jews are secretly plotting to take over the world. So bigoted. Bigoted notions. So if you look up bigoted, we're going to do that to get the definition. It's intolerance of other people's views.
Yeah, we're always open-minded to hear a new theory or a new... a new position. Always. I'm never closed-minded.
Having or revealing an obstinate belief in the superiority of one's own opinions and prejudices, intolerance of the opinions of others. So they've never set up and prove what I'm intolerant of. Like,
well, they're intolerant of Christians, so does that make them bigoted?
Exactly, yeah. Why aren't they talking about all the people in my videos, like Jewish Supremacy Exposed that I just put out the other day? They say we're cattle, we're going to serve them, they're the chosen ones, like all this stuff. They admit that they're racist. I got a rabbi clip saying, yes, we're racist, we're the chosen ones. Like, they're the ones that have them in the group, and then everybody else are the goyim. And like, so if I'm against that, does that mean I'm bigoted? Like, that to say that, like...
Well,
go ahead. Yeah.
Look at Barbara Spector for a prime example. I mean, she openly says that there is going to be a. This isn't even like. I can't even get inside her head. There's going to be a rise in anti-Semitism because Jews are taking a leading role in forcing Europe into multiculturalism, and without that leading role, Europe will not survive. First of all, how narcissistic. Second of all, she is actually admitting to an agenda that if you are even remotely conservative, you must oppose, unless, of course, you're, one of them. And she's preconditioning, saying, oh, there is going to be a rise in anti... No, that's not anti-Semitism. That's a reaction to you forcing things down people's throat and destroying their countries while you made Aliyah back to Israel and you don't want to let anybody else in yours. Mm-hmm. It's hypocritical.
Yeah. And it's so bigoted is the intolerance of the opinions of others. So is that like saying that other people's opinions can't be wrong? Like, I can't think it's wrong that they want to have all these wars in the Middle East. Like, I'm not that, like, that's a fine opinion that they want to, you know, have Eretz Israel and rule the world from Jerusalem and have us be their slaves. Like, if that's their opinions, do I have to tolerate that? Otherwise I'm a bigot. Like, what am I bigoted about? Is it that they like to circumcise and suck the blood? Like, is it bigoted to say that I'm against that?
Well, apparently so, and it's bigoted that you cannot condone the deaths of innocent children, and it's bigoted for you to say that thou shalt not steal, which is, last time I checked, that was supposed to be part of their law, says that they can go in and bulldoze people out of their houses because, you know, there's that one clip of that kid, you know, F your Jesus, God gave the land to us. But I mean, this is what they're teaching these psychopaths. And that's all it is. It's an ideology they teach them from cradle to grave. And in a way, my heart bleeds for that kid who's saying the level of hatred in his eyes and manifesting itself from his body. I hurt for him because I know that was done to him as a child. That's what makes me angry. Mm-hmm. I get angry because I actually have a love of humanity, including that human being who has been indoctrinated like a cultist. I digress. Sorry.
Yeah, so he says it's a bigoted notion that Jews are secretly plotting to take over the world. So,
no secret.
So they're saying that's not true. I've never said that they're secretly doing it. It's an open secret. Ben-Gurion's
right
quote
face.
About the Supreme Court of Mankind and a world army and the world, the whole end game of these Judeo-Christian Zionists is the New World Order. You know, one world government, one world religion, one world currency. And then he goes here, one of my videos straightforwardly titled "The Zionist Plan to Take Over the World" has racked up more than 120,000 views. Yeah, it's because it's a good video. Because it's got like 30 or more mainstream media headlines and quotes from articles and clips and stuff that he hasn't or nobody has proved wrong. It's just because it's Because he works at SPLC and it's criticizing Jews. I'm an anti-Semite and I'm a racist and I'm a bigot. And he just because he waved his finger and said so.
Right. And it's not secret. That's another thing. It's like, oh, they're talking about this secret conspiracy. It's not secret. The Anon plan. This is not secret.
Well, look at what they say. Look at what the rabbis say about when the Moshiach comes. The temple's going to be built and they're going to do the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And yep. The Supreme Court of Mankind. Look at what the end times prophecy is. That's why they want to be in Israel, is to rebuild the temple and rule the world with the new Belt and Road, the new Silk Road, the Belt and Road Initiative. I cover all this in this video. The Zionist plan to take over the world with the one world cryptocurrency and the one world religion. Everybody is going to have to like respect the Moshiach from the temple.
Yep. And, you know, Bolshevism in and of itself, there's a partial theory that I'm running down because there's a lot of evidence support it. One of the things that Ben-Gurion said is not that I'm a proud Israeli or I'm a proud Jew or anything. I'm a proud Bolshevik, right? So a lot of these folks that follow this Zionist ideology, the secular Israelis that follow it, they'll even tell you, oh, well, I'm not religious. I don't. But you follow the same tenets, right? I believe that there are a good number of Bolsheviks that are using the Jewish identity to bring about this world revolutionary Bolshevik movement. And that's part of that ties into what Ben-Gurion was talking about. And this is all historical fact. Ben-Gurion said it. I didn't say it. They're his words, not mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In recent months, many of Green's rambling homemade videos have taken on a surprising target. InfoWars, a website chock full of xenophobic and anti-government conspiracy theories, ugly enough to get it banned. So now he's saying they're xenophobic and anti-government, they're banned. Green's hypothesis about InfoWars appears to be that Jones is being blackmailed by an Israeli secret agents to stop him from being critical of Israel or the Jewish people more broadly. That's a possible way that he's compromised, but I haven't said that that's my... That's for sure what happened, but he has called a hypothesis.
Killing me. Pause this for a second.
And rightfully so.
I have to add something in here, just this little bit, about InfoWars and about the comments from the SPLC to InfoWars to mixing this up. Okay? Folks, it's so easy to see what's going on here with the SPLC. They cannot admit that there are supremacists in Israel. They also cannot see that InfoWars is covering or not reporting on this fact. This is what I have tried to say, what Adam has tried to say repeatedly about this. So they're trying to make it sound like Owen Schroyer actually subscribed to these secret Jewish conspiracies. They're not secret. It's the Anon plan. PNAC. These are not secrets. These are not conspiracy theories. They are facts. I'm sorry I had to break in because it's just killing me. Adam Green, no more news. Let's continue.
Well, you said, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. and you shared it in videos of Alex Jones admitting that the Mossad came to talk to him. Well, mm-hmm. what would a Mossad operative be doing coming to talk to him?
Talk to him about not blaming Israel for 9/11 or basically criticizing Israel at all, just like the Nick Griffin in England talking about how the Zionists in America came over and tried to buy out their nationalists and did with ones like BNP and Tommy Robinson.
That show.
I like how he says that rambling homemade videos, Tommy, too. Yes. Like, just because I'm talking about a topic he doesn't like, he calls it rambling. And sure, I do ramble a little bit, but like doing live streams and covering and connecting all these dots and all these headlines, like, I mean, how rambling is just talking, using words. So,
well, where are his videos?
Yeah, I don't see him with any followers and 4 million views on YouTube or doing anything.
He probably wrote that article sitting at home in his boxer shorts. So it's no homemade. These are just terms that he's using to minimize who you are. It's so obvious.
And I want him on. If he's going to talk trash, come on and debate and prove me wrong. Prove where I'm an anti-Semitic. Prove where my rambling conspiracy theories are wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't do it.
No.
Okay, so Schroyer went on No More News to defend InfoWars against what he described as Green's, quote, weird shit. Rather than pushing back against anti-Semitism, however, Scheuer agreed that Jewish conspiracies were afoot in America, that InfoWars doesn't focus on those because there's a lot of other stuff at play. Yeah, he kind of shows some of Owen's, like, worst gatekeeping quotes in here. And it's a fair review, you know, the quotes that he pulls here are sort of fair, but he should have included a link to the video. If he really wants his people to get the full story, you know, not his perspective in, you know, his interpretation of the debate, but see it for themselves. Okay, yeah. So this is talking of, this paragraph is just about how they've been banned, and they talk about crazy stuff like First Lady Obama as being a transgender. And
wait a minute.
What?
Now, it wasn't you that said that. It wasn't me that said that.
No.
Wasn't that Joan Rivers that said that, who is a friend of the Obamas? See, this is the thing that drives me nuts. All we have to do is repeat something that somebody else says, and we're subscribing to the entire ideology, you know.
Well, they're saying that InfoWars and Owen Schroyer does, not me. We didn't talk about that, and they're not saying that we talked about it. But here in the
at one point talked about Joan Rivers saying it. Uh-huh. I don't take a position on it because I don't know. I don't know. But that's what she said, and then she was dead not long afterwards.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
But in the heated back and forth during his appearance on No More News, Schroyer went broad at times, saying Green was too focused on Jewish conspiracies and couldn't compete with his knowledge of other supposed conspiracies. Yeah, that, like, was Schroyer's excuse was that, I only focus on one thing and they cover it all. But really, that's like a straw man. He's misrepresenting my argument. They never cover it, or only minimally will cover Zionism and that kind of stuff. And they don't cover Egyptian stuff either. That's, you know, he's saying that, like, they cover it all. That's the worst deflection I've ever heard. And like I said, go watch the video, Trump, Third Temple Prophecy, and tell me it's a conspiracy, or tell me that it's not a legitimate concern.
Right, right.
Yeah, bro, there's all kinds of stuff out there. Like, you know, there's the Masons or this, or, you know, it's all everybody but the Jews, and they will not criticize the Jews. So at least they kind of, the author here, kind of got that point across. No, we're not talking about the pyramids, Green said, trying to cut him off. You just focus on one thing, mysteries of Antarctica. You can't just ignore one thing, Green said. No, dude, you just focus on one thing, Schroyer said. Dude, so this dude. It was like he kept trying to interrupt me. It was like not talking. Oh,
I know, I saw it.
Yeah. I'm expansive, Schroyer said. Much of the half hour was spent with Green trying to get Schroyer to respond to a sort of virtual corkboard of information that he believed proved InfoWars and its staff are hardcore Zionist propagandists. I mean, they are hard. If I can play a bunch of the clips of them saying pro-Zionist rhetoric, I mean, how is they not Zionist propagandists? Look at all the other Trump supporters, Breitbart, Rebel, WND, like, they're all openly overt hardcore Zionists.
Yeah, Zionist neoconservative Trotskyites. And you know, you'll hear every once in a while, you'll hear Jones throw out there, oh, yeah, the conservatives and the libertarian. He's still trying to attach libertarianism. But like I told you the last time I talked to you, Ron Paul took him to the woodshed on that and said, Alex, you're just operating off of the neocon talking points. The neoconservatives are Trotskyites, admitted from the 1930s. So I know that's a lot of information to unpack for some people, but it's a fact. Trump has surrounded himself with neocons, and Alex Jones has now the neoconservative talking points. That's it.
Yeah, I played that clip of Ron Paul saying that Alex Jones is sounding like a neocon before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of neocons, here's Paul Neocon Watson. One such moment came after Green played a video clip of another InfoWars host, Paul Joseph Watson, responding to a question about Jewish influence in the media. In the clip, Watson pushed back on the notion. You guys saw the clip. Watson says there's no Jews anywhere in the media. You don't see him. And then Schroyer distanced himself from his own colleague on the matter, choosing instead to go along with the anti-Semitic trope.
You know, you just couldn't completely deny it, because if he did, he would have completely and totally discredited himself to any semblance of legitimacy, because we know these things exist. It just is, you know? Mm-hmm. He had to concede a little bit. Just a little.
This term trope we always hear, I always see when they're talking about criticism of Jews or Israel or anything like yes. that, they always call it a trope, which is a yes. figurative or, oh, do I have it up on the screen? Yeah. Or metaphorical use of a word or expression to mm-hmm. create, they call it a trope. Where was the other thing too? Figure of speech, a common or overused theme or device. So me saying that Jews are in Hollywood and in the media and in government overrepresented, so Jews can brag about it and say it and it's fine and say, oh, we're just smarter, so, you know, it's understandable. Yeah. But if I just point out that they say it and that it's true statistically, they say it's a trope. It's just, you know, like as if... And another observation I noticed is that if whenever there's racism, like one nationality or ethnic group being like discriminatory or stereotypical and hating another race, it's just called racism. Why is there a special yeah. term for when it's this towards Jewish people?
Why is it? We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I'm floating down in Texas.
Oh, telephone lines are down. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Hey, y'all thought I might have been lazy and not here with you tonight, but I am. I really wanted to share with you the live stream that Adam Green and I did on No More News the other night. Why? Because I am so sick of the Southern Poverty Liar Center and all of their absolute propaganda that they put out. I called them. You're going to hear this later on in this show. I pray that we get to it in time. You're going to hear this later on the show. I called them, and I wanted to go point for point in this article that they published on No More News and the Owen Schroeder debate and the facts therein. Now, when you hear this recording, you are going to hear them listening to a couple of those points of order, and then all of a sudden they just depart from the conversation. Why? I was polite. I was respectful. I didn't show anyone any discourteousness. All I wanted to do was inform them of inaccuracies that they had published that were defaming another individual. They didn't want to hear it. They did not want to hear it, ladies and gentlemen. These are the progenitors of the true hate. All we try and do is point out ideologies that single out others for destruction, and we're the haters, right? Right? I will point out radical Islam, including the ones that the CIA and the Mossad created themselves to be subservient bitches to their cause. I'll point them out. I'll point out, Catholic, I was born and raised Catholic. I'll point out the Catholics. I'll point out any Protestant faith that does the same thing. I don't care. We seek to seriously stand for humanity here. We're tired of war. We're tired of people being blown apart into a million pieces. And you know what? If that makes me a hater, if that makes me an anti-something because I want no more war and no more people to be blown apart for ideologies, then you can label me whatever you want. I will sleep well at night being a proud, true paleoconservative. So let's get back to it. Adam Green, No More News, and Resurrect the Republic together, exposing the SPLC.
Observation I noticed is that whenever there's racism, like one nationality or ethnic group being like discriminatory or stereotypical and hating another race, it's just called racism. Why is there a special term for when it's this towards Jewish people? Like, they're the only one that gets anti-Semitic, right?
The SPLC's trope is hate in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
hate.
So that's just an anti-Semitic trope, and but that's right. Schroeder did concede and said Paul Joseph Watson is wrong, and so that was a win on that point. See, I would just say Schroeder said that he's just wrong. So this is them getting on Schroeder. Oh, he's anti-Semitic. He should be banned, because you go look in this author's Twitter. I did a little research on him. And he was celebrating and trying and advocating to get Owen Schroeder's War Room off of YouTube when the whole Alex Jones banning thing was happening, which eventually did happen. He was celebrating it too. So that's what this guy does. He just calls people names with no evidence, writes little hit piece articles, doesn't respond to my challenges on Twitter and me calling him out.
Going into second hour or what, man? Kill it.
Just celebrates other people getting shut down and banned, and the SPLC is working with
I don't know who's working the board, but
social media companies too.
Folks, we'll be right back. The second hour, Resurrect the Republic.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trim that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.